highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl DeNorm.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, the website is superhumanradio.net, where you can listen to old shows, read articles, and engage with the rest of the audience. Good show today. First hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Sean Breen. We're going to talk about emerging science in the area of male HRT. You know, everybody thinks men are simple and women are complex, but a lot has changed in the understanding of what works for men and what doesn't. Then, we're going to be joined by Lauren McKenzie, all the way from the UK, as we talk about the fact that there's a vegan agenda being foisted on the United States today. It's a mistake. And I've always had vegans on the show who realized that the vegan diet wasn't working for them to talk about their discovery and then how they're treated by the vegan community. And we're going to get into that with Lauren a little bit later in the show. But first, without further delay, Dr. Sean Breen. How are you doing, Dr. Breen?
Great. Thanks for having me on the show. And let me just preface this, too. I am actually camping down at the beach with my two boys in the RV. So if you get a little feedback or a little bit of wind or I have to yell at my kids, it's because they're running in the water. So I apologize.
No, that's cool. That is so. Look, technology has taken us so far where you could do an interview and reach people on every continent while you're camping with the kids. I think this is wonderful. It really is.
Although the idea of camping is to get away from technology, unfortunately.
Well, we'll keep you for as short a period of time as possible. How's that sound?
No, that's great. Listen, I'm happy to be here. Share the message.
So let's get started with I made a statement. When I went on HRT in 2007, back then we thought, oh, guys, testosterone, women need multi-hormone. It's changed, isn't it? We're starting to learn that men need more than just a shot of testosterone, right?
Right, and the body is very complex, and so it's not just about testosterone. There are many hormones that work synergistically in both men and women. Specifically, you know, the most important things that we see in men as we age are we see a decline in testosterone, you see a decline in growth hormone, you see a decline in DHEA, you see a decline in thyroid, you see a decline in estradiol, and you see increases in the hormones that cause us to gain weight. The two are insulin and cortisol. And so if you just ignore all those other hormones and give guys shots of testosterone, you're definitely not going to be maxing out their benefit.
Okay, so let me tell you a phenomenon that I discovered, and then over the past years, I've heard a lot of other guys say the same thing. And I have some opinions on it. I want to get your opinion. So a guy in his late 40s, maybe even early 50s, decides to take the plunge. He goes to see a doctor, and he's put on testosterone, whether it be injection or gel or cream or even pellet, for that matter, because guys are getting pellets nowadays. I'm not crazy about them, but okay. And literally, the guy feels like someone turned the lights back on in his life. More energy, sex drive, the emotional energy to be romantic again, not grumpy, loving life. But it lasts about a year. And then around the time of the first year, guys start to notice it's not doing the same thing for me anymore. Now, I have some theories about this, but have you noticed this at all?
Yeah, and the reason why that is, there's a couple reasons. One, there's a complex mechanism in the body where if you give a guy testosterone only, it negatively feeds back on an area of the brain called the hypothalamus and pituitary. And you lower these other pre-hormones, specifically pregnenolone and DHEA.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lower pregnenolone and DHEA levels of the brain, you will see that. Now, there's part of it is, you know, if it's 100 degrees out, you jump in an 80-degree pool, you're going to feel cool for the first 5 or 10 minutes. Then you're going to realize the pool's 80 degrees. So there's definitely an initial bump that you see when you put guys who are testosterone deficient on testosterone. But the other thing is, you can't throw hormones at a bad diet. And, you know, what we specialize in my practice in Irvine, California, is we don't just do hormone replacement. You have to, it's a full functional medicine suite. So one of the first four things we get guys doing is we get them eating clean. And when you get them off sugar and you get them eating clean, that's where you start to see the real results. You got to get guys sleeping. You know, you're not going to feel energetic if, you're sleeping 5 to 6 hours a night. And so, and then thirdly, you know, these guys, you know, a lot of us, they're drinking alcohol. They're not drinking enough water and, they're not exercising. So if you're not drinking plenty of fresh water, if you're not eating clean, if you're not exercising, get a good night's sleep, I don't care how much testosterone you're going to be on, you're not going to feel great.
In fact, in the area of female HRT, I had a cousin. Yes, we are. I had a cousin who was on HRT. She was extremely overweight. She drank alcohol every single day. You know, the older women, they fall into this category where they can't wait to open a bottle of wine and start drinking because they're self-medicating, let's be honest. But she was on HRT, and not even good HRT. She was on, like, Premarin and Prempro. And she came down with breast cancer. And, of course, she blamed it on the HRT. I didn't have the heart to say to her, Jane, you're like 100 pounds overweight. You drink a lot of alcohol. You eat foods that are pro-inflammatory. It wasn't the estrogen. It was your lifestyle. I almost feel like when you get on HRT, you have a responsibility to actually clean everything up because you are now trying to become a high-performance human being again. And you can't, and by continuing on that bad path, you are absolutely going to develop. In other words, these hormones are not going to protect you against a bad lifestyle.
That is correct. And I would just correct you on one point. When you talk about Prempro, Provera was actually the drug that they were giving to women as a substitute for natural progesterone. And that actually did increase the risk of cancer, which is why they stopped the Women's Health Initiative. Now, there's a long discussion about, you know, Prempro versus Provera, but to make a long story short, the hormone replacement that they studied in 2000 with the Women's Health Initiative was estrogen from a horse and synthetic progesterone that does not mimic what the woman makes in the body, and that's where all the fear came back in the hormones. But you make a great point. I mean, listen, I talk to patients all day long about alcohol because alcohol is a carcinogen, and you know, when you're drinking, you know, one or two glasses of wine a night, and you're loading your liver and depleting glutathione levels, which is one of the main compounds in the body that we use to detoxify, then you can't get rid of all the persistent organic pollutants, all the heavy metals that we're being exposed to on a daily basis. And it's really the cumulative hits, in addition to your genetics, that I think is you're seeing the explosion in all these chronic diseases.
Okay, so another important point. You mentioned pregnenolone before. A lot of the side effects, quote-unquote side effects, that guys see from male HRT, male pattern baldness, some guys start to see that. I attribute that to a downregulation of progesterone, because if you look at finasteride and you look at progesterone, they're almost identical. And, in fact, progesterone has been shown to reduce 5-hour reductase activity and the conversion of testosterone to DHT, and DHT has been associated with male pattern baldness. So how do you overcome that? Do you just give your patients pregnenolone and allow it to convert to progesterone, or do men need progesterone too?
No, so here, let me clarify, because I get this question a lot. So when you raise testosterone, when you give a guy testosterone, it's testosterone deficient. Testosterone gets naturally metabolized into two things. One is DHT and the other is estradiol. DHT is extremely important for libido. It's what drives our libido. 1 out of 50 guys on testosterone will get male pattern baldness. So it's not super, super common. But if it is, you know, what we'll typically do, if they do get a little bit of male pattern baldness, is you can give them finasteride, or you can lower your dose of testosterone. Now, all the data, if you look at the data on progesterone in men, the data says Progesterone is pro-inflammatory and decreases libido. I could not find one study in PubMed that found that giving a male progesterone has any benefit. Now, the only place in my practice where I'll use progesterone in men is in guys who are only sleeping 1 to 2 hours a night, who've had a prior traumatic brain injury. You can give them 5 milligrams in a capsule in addition to other things, and it helps them sleep. But if you look at the data on progesterone in men, it actually is pro-inflammatory, which is what you want to avoid, and it actually decreases libido. I could not find one positive study using progesterone in men.
What about HCG to maintain some sort of testicular function in men who have been on long-term testosterone replacement?
Yeah, so here's my approach to that. And again, guys who come into my Irvine office, if they have testosterone deficiency, you want to get the testosterone up. If a male comes to me and says, hey, doc, I still want to have kids, then you have other options, because one of the things that testosterone will do is it'll shut down the production of sperm over time. And so in males who still want to have children, we give them something called HCG and a combination of Coleman that keeps their testosterone levels elevated without affecting their sperm counts. In guys who aren't concerned about fertility and still having kids, we give them testosterone only. There's no benefit in giving a guy HCG who's on injectable testosterone, other than it can keep the size of their testicles slightly larger. But for the most part, you know, it's an extra injection 3 times a week. It's an added cost. And most guys do not care about the size of their testicles. I mean, your testicles will shrink slightly, but it's not like they shrivel up. So I only use HCG in guys who are worried about or are concerned about still maintaining fertility.
Okay. So when you put one of your patients on testosterone, what obviously looking at the lab results from a particular dose is critical. Do you find that older guys can use lower doses because the liver clears less testosterone out of the bloodstream?
So I typically will start men on, if they're deficient, on 80 milligrams of injectable testosterone twice a week, so every 3.5 to 4 days. And what I find is you'll pretty much across the board are going to get great levels. Now, the labs are a guide to our therapy. So if a guy comes back, and I have him on 80 milligrams twice a week, and he's, say, 60 years old, and he says, hey, I'm still not feeling great. You know, I'm not opposed to going up to 0.5 twice a week. And so I don't get caught up on any one number, because here's the thing that I think we're missing. Just because you have a testosterone level of 400 or 600 or 800 or 1200 in the blood does not mean you're getting the same effect on a cellular level. Mm-hmm. So you can't just make blanket statements about this 65-year-old guy, because it goes back to things like mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and lead that interfere with hormone receptors. They're called endocrine disruptors. So if you live in the Northeast, where we know they have high mercury levels because of coal, and you're getting and there's no way to measure this. And so all we can go off is what the guy's telling us. I don't get pigeonholed in any one treatment protocol, which is what you'll see a lot of clinics doing. A lot of clinics give them 200 of testosterone a week, give them a shot of HCG, and give them Arimidex and send them on their way. To me, that's bad medicine.
I don't understand where these clinics – I'm with you on this one. I don't understand where these clinics, just as a standard approach, give an aromatase inhibitor along with testosterone without determining after the course of maybe 6 months if a guy is even a high aromatizer. Because, first of all, estradiol is protective to the brain. The linkage between – estradiol and the onset of diseases like Parkinson's disease are very, very clear. And so guys need what little estradiol they can produce. And this idea of, okay, we're going to put you on 200 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week and a half a milligram of anastrozole every third day. It's like, what? Wait, you don't even know if the guy's going to produce any estradiol. Why are you putting him on anastrozole before you even see that he's an aromatizer? I'm with you on this. I don't understand that.
Well, I will tell you, if you go to my website, I'm just going to plug it. It's drgreen.com, the word doctor to my last name. I have a lot of articles, and I do a lot of videos specifically on what we're talking about. Here's what guys need to understand. Estradiol is protective in men, period. When you give testosterone and you raise estradiol levels, you get a protective effect on the cardiovascular system, the bone, and the brain. That's all in the literature. The confusion with estradiol is this. There was a JAMA study published which looked at baseline levels of estradiol levels. When they looked at baseline levels of estradiol levels, they found that guys who had the lowest estrogen and the highest estrogen had the highest cardiovascular risk. That study was published in a major medical journal, which is very well respected. From that, they concluded that estradiol is high estradiol levels are bad for men, and you need to keep them in this middle range. And it's the difference between understanding an association and causation. When you do a randomized controlled trial and you give testosterone, which raises estradiol levels, it's always been shown to be protective. Mm-hmm. When you look at baseline levels in that study, the reason why high estradiol levels in baseline were associated with increased risk of cardiovascular disease is because these were men who had higher body fat composition. Mm-hmm. Guys who are heavier, who are obese, will make more estrogen because testosterone gets aromatized in the estradiol and the fat. And it wasn't the estradiol that was causing the cardiovascular disease. It was the fat and all the inflammation associated with the obesity. And so that's the distinction. So I almost never use aromatase inhibitors in my practice. I would say I probably have 6 or 7 guys on them who insist because they go on bodybuilder.com or they go on steroid.com and they read about these guys who are using 500 milligrams of testosterone a week and retaining all this fluid. And when they use Arimidex, you know, they say that it reduces their fluid. So there's a lot of confusion out there. But again, if you go to my website, drgreen.com, I have blogs and I have videos that discuss this. You know, Dr. Neil Rougier, who's world renowned in understanding this stuff, he goes and he educates physicians because physicians are still being taught. You give guys testosterone, you give them Arimidex to keep their estradiol levels in the lower range. There was a fear of prostate cancer. But they don't realize that estradiol is actually a treatment for prostate cancer in 2017.
Right. Right. Now, I know. First of all, two well-done studies show that when you give men testosterone and an aromatase inhibitor, they build less lean body mass and they retain more body fat. So estradiol in men, at least, is actually lipolytic, number one. Number two, we interviewed a scientist this year who's actually treating prostate cancer with testosterone. And what they're doing is they're giving a very, very large dose of testosterone and then waiting a month before giving another dose. And what they said was in the study was that this high peak and then this drop does something to the prostate. It actually put prostate tumors, it shrunk them and put some into remission. I communicated with this doctor several times since then. I can't think of his name right now, but we did that show this year. So you're right about this. A lot is changing. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the lab assays because I've noticed something over the past 12 years that I've been doing this show I want to talk to you about. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. We're talking right now with his website is Dr. Dr. Breen. .com. We're talking with Sean Breen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carbguide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin.com LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Sean Breen this hour. We're talking about male HRT. Dr. Breen, have you noticed something? When I first started doing the show, end of 2005, the lower end of the testosterone assay at LabQuest was 420 nanograms. Then it went down to 380 about 5 years ago. Just recently, there was a study published that says that they're moving it down again to 320. So my assertion is they get these numbers from the sick aging phenotype population, and we are seeing male testosterone levels dropping over time, specifically because of something you just mentioned, the xenoestrogens, the phytoestrogens, the phthalates that block the androgen receptor from testosterone. We are actually seeing testosterone levels plummeting from an evolutionary perspective right in front of our eyes, and it's being documented by the assay bottom end.
Right, and actually LabCorp right now, currently they're at 348 to 1197, and they just, the last time I checked the patient's lab, they said they were going to drop it to in the 200s to 900 range. And so, yeah, so you make a good point. You know, the reference ranges are based on, you know, 1,000 guys our age. And so if you look at an IGF-1 level, which is what is made in the liver once you produce growth hormone, the assays will be, you know, 450 will be normal when you're 17. By the time you're 60, you know, 75 is normal. And now, as regards to testosterone, the endocrine community, the endocrine academies, the medical academies, say you don't qualify for testosterone replacement unless you have two readings less than 300 on separate occasions. That's what the definition of hypogonadism. That's what testosterone is FDA approved for. And that's what we're allowed to prescribe it for. But yeah, in general, you know, I see a wide range of actual blood levels. And so your age is sort of irrelevant. I've had 25-year-old guys with levels of 150.
Right.
And I've seen 65-year-old guys with levels of 800. It has to do with it's a multitude of factors. I mean, listen, if you're a guy right now and you're on testosterone, you are going to get peaks and valleys in your libido. It's not always firing. And one of the things that I see, especially with men in Orange County, California, where I am, is a, you know, high business, business community. A lot of these guys are CEOs. They own businesses. When there's times of stress and they're not sleeping and their cortisol levels go up, it actually has a suppressive effect on the hypothalamus and pituitary. Uh-huh. So they make less testosterone. And so, yeah, you'll get varying levels. But again, you know, the endocrine community, they pin us into a corner and say you can't prescribe testosterone unless you have two readings less than 300 on multiple one occasions.
But see,
we don't do that.
It's just testosterone.
Let me just finish this point. We don't practice that way in ophthalmology. When you're 17 or 16 or 15 and your vision is 20/20 and you can see everything, you can read everything, we don't let a patient become 20/40 before we give them glasses. As soon as they start noticing, hey, I can't read this textbook or I can't read that street sign, we give them glasses. We don't just tell them, hey, this is normal aging. You're just aging. Yet, right now, a guy just walked into his doctor's office and said, hey, I have no energy for my kids. I haven't had sex with my wife for a week. I can't remember the last time I woke up with libido. When I do have sex, you know, I have to take a Viagra or Cialis or I lose my erection. It's become a problem in my life. And they're just being told, yep, your levels are 455. I'm sorry, Fred. You're normal. It's just normal part of the aging process. If you read William's textbook of endocrinology, which is the Bible for the endocrine community, the last edition I had on page 15, it said, we don't know where optimal and normal is, and that those reference ranges are consistently changing to reflect what the most accurate medical literature shows. And I think that that's where the puck is moving. It's just that the medical community is slow to move because of the standard of care. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but see, an analogy that I was going to give, which is similar to yours with the ophthalmologist, is like, well, we have a diabetes population, and blood sugar levels are rising, where the majority of people are pre-diabetic. And so we haven't said, oh, well, optimal blood sugar is 125 now, so you're not. No, we know that between 70 and 90 is where you belong. We haven't shifted that to go along with the sick population. We haven't shifted cholesterol levels. Oh, no, people's cholesterol levels are going up and up, so let's make normal 300. But yet testosterone, the demon hormone, you know, and really this is what it comes down to, in my opinion. You know, testosterone has gotten blamed with, you know, Barry Bonds and baseball and cheating. It's gotten blamed for bodybuilders and their insane pursuit of more and more muscle. And so it's almost like, no, we're not going to treat that the way we treat other medical therapies. We're going to cast it over here. To hell with it. We don't want to be bothered with it. They don't do that with blood sugar. They don't do that with lipids, but they do it with testosterone. It's crazy.
And that's just that's the endocrine community. Now, I will tell you, and it's interesting about testosterone, because testosterone is controlled. It's a controlled scheduled drug. If you look at the data on over the Prilosec, which is a heartburn medication, the data is pretty clear that Prilosec increases your risk of heart attack. It's been published in medical studies, and yet you can go and buy as much Prilosec you want over the counter. Yet testosterone is controlled. Now, I will tell you, the controversy surrounding testosterone, and I talk about this with my patients, because you have to give patients informed consent, and there's an FDA label on testosterone that it increases your risk of heart attack, blood clots, and strokes, and we have to sit down with patients and explain why. There were two studies that were published that showed in the first 3 months, the one study was published in JAMA, that there's a twice increased risk of heart attack in the first 3 months on guys on testosterone. Pretty much all the major medical journals that looked at this said the study was flawed methodology.
Yeah, we talked about it. It was three or 4 years ago. We talked about them. Some of those guys didn't even get their prescriptions filled.
Right. And but it's confusing for patients, because you go and you read, and you know, the reason, and you know, testosterone is used and abused by athletes. It is used and abused by bodybuilders.
But so is Ritalin. So is ADHD drugs. But you don't see anybody condemning them.
And listen, it is what it is. And you just have to... I'm looking out the Pacific Ocean. No matter how bad you want to swim against the tide, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah,
and so, you know, you just have to. What we try and do as scientists, and I try and consider myself a scientist because I'm looking at the evidence, and I don't pigeonhole myself into any one way of treating. And if in 5 years the data says that testosterone's harmful and we really shouldn't give it to men, then we won't give it to men. And so that's what evidence-based medicine is called. It's just that. You know, these, listen, the American Heart Association, they still talk about artificial sweeteners being better than sugar. And we know that people who drink diet soft drinks versus regular soft drinks have twice the diabetes risk. And so it's not because the American Heart Association, these cardiologists don't understand that. It's just because it takes them so much time to change policy. It's like the difference in me making a business decision, my practice, and Congress trying to change a law. It's a very slow moving process.
Right.
And I don't think that's the fault of the individual practitioner. You know, they're worried about the standard of care and getting sued and doing anything different than the rest of their colleagues, and rightfully so, because the first time you try something different and something goes wrong, there's an attorney who wants to sue you. So I get it, and that's the reality. But, you know, again, if you go to my website, which is drbreen.com, I have tons of articles and tons of videos that I've written that I think lays out what I think is evidence-based medicine.
Yeah. I want to take a break. And when we come back, we have a question from a guy who actually lives in California that's listening to the show live right now. But by the way, we had that scientist on our show last year when they discovered that there are, in fact, proton pumps in the heart. And, you know, the pharmaceutical industry thinks, oh, there's only proton pumps in the stomach. No, they found out that they're in the heart. And that's why these proton pump inhibitors are causing heart attack and heart failure. So, you know, we have to be cautious about the assumptions that the pharmaceutical industry makes blatantly quite often. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get 2 bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Lauren McKenzie, all the way from the UK. Lauren had a huge following on YouTube, was a big influence within the vegan community, until she realized that her vegan diet was why she was so sick. And now she's doing so much better because she's eating meat again. This happens so often. The vegan diet is dogmatically driven. It's not a template that you can do for long periods of time. Sure, from an evolutionary perspective, yeah, there were probably weeks where all we ate was vegetation. But trust me, we didn't do that year in and year out. We wouldn't be here today if we did. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. Nick Williamelli, who's listening from Los Angeles, California, I think, it looks like. He says, can you ask Dr. Breen what he thinks about subcutaneous versus intramuscular testosterone injections and why some people don't get good results with sub-Q? I have to say that I am the one who popularized, and I know, Dr. Breen, you're going to think I'm BSing you. I am the one who popularized the discussion about sub-Q testosterone injections 8 years ago on my show when talking with Dr. John Chrysler. And at that time, he told me sub-Q was a bad idea because it would be higher aromatization of the testosterone, which I didn't agree with. And today he espouses sub-Q. And I do sub-Q once in a while when my quads and my hips are just weary from taking injections. What do you think about sub-Q? You think it's good for all, good for some? What do you think?
99% of my guys will inject IM. I have a couple patients that will inject sub-Q because the IM injection gives them a knot or it gives them, they get a little injection site pain. Now, here's the thing. I think you have to look at what the studies show. And again, otherwise we're just speculating. And I look at my five patients and I say my five patients do better with sub-Q. And then I have another doctor who says, look at my five patients. My patients do better with IM. And so what I say is this, here's what I do know is that, the oil that you use when you inject testosterone, can serve as a nidus of infection if you inject sub-Q, but I haven't seen it. And so I have patients who inject sub-Q and I think that's fine. I have patients, most of my patients inject IM. And what I would go back to is, are you getting good levels? Are you getting absorption? And that's why you check. And so otherwise, I don't have any data. I don't have any published studies that say, hey, sub-Q is more effective than IM, other than anecdotal evidence. And we try to stay away from anecdotal evidence as much as possible. So I don't really have an opinion one way or the other. Most of my patients inject IM and do just great.
You know, the whole thing behind sub-Q is that the delivery is much slower, so you have a longer curve, where all of the original research on testosterone and anthate and cypionate show that within the first 3 to 4 days, 50% of the dose is delivered, and then the balance is delivered over the course of another 14 to 15 days. And that curve is stretched out even further sub-Q. That sub-Q depot can actually deliver for 6 weeks, because of the amount of blood that's in the area that is going to leach that depot into the bloodstream, and then you have hydrolysis that is going to cleave the ester and deliver it. So it definitely delivers slower. I know that just from some of the initial papers that I've read. But
which, if you look at the work of Dr. Gordon,
Mark Gordon. Oh, he's been on. Yeah, he's a good friend. He's been on the show dozens of times.
Yeah, treating traumatic brain injury. He'll tell you want to use a blend of acipionate and propionate, and the reason why is because propionate's a little bit faster acting and gets into the brain quicker. And again, we're asking our patients generally if they're going to use testosterone, inject twice a week, so you don't have to worry about not having optimal levels. And
right.
So I would just say, look, if you want to do a sub-Q injection, see if it's in your system in 14 days, do a sub-Q injection, check your levels in 14 days and see where they're at. In my experience, when you do a testosterone shot of either cypionate or propionate, within 7 days, your levels are back to baseline.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personal experience. And again, I haven't seen, if you have studies that show that sub-Q, you get longer delivery and you get better results, and that's...
I wouldn't say better results. I'm with you on this. I think that... I'm going to tell you a story real quick, okay? I know a girl who two doctors said to her, you're ready for thyroid hormone, right? She never complained about body temperature. She never complained about energy. But right away, the two different doctors said, so one doctor wrote her a prescription for Natrathroid, which I like better than Armour, but okay. They put her on 1 grain, 65 to 60 milligrams, right? She took it for a month and renewed her prescription. She started to notice that when she took a shower, she was losing a ton of hair. So I said to her, how long have you been losing this hair? Because she came to me. She says, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm shedding. You know, she's in her 50s and she doesn't want to have her hair thin out. And so I started asking her questions. So I said, are you taking anything new? She goes, well, I started taking thyroid hormone a couple months ago. I said, why? She said, because the doctor who prescribed my HRT for me said, you know, you probably would benefit from thyroid hormone. And I said, so nothing else has changed? No. I said, it's the thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone is notorious. People who are hypothyroid are notorious for losing hair. The outer edges of their eyebrows start to thin out. I said, stop taking the thyroid hormone. She calls me 2.5 weeks later. She says, you're not going to believe this. I'm not shedding anymore. I said, of course I believe it. She says, but then why did they tell me I needed thyroid hormone? I said, look, they were probably right looking at the paper. But ultimately, you got to listen to your body. Your body told you, no, they're wrong. And you got to always go with your body. So I'm with you on this. You do the blood work. You see what works. You stick with what works.
Right. And we check levels. You know, in my Irvine, California practice, what we do is we will adjust hormones and check levels and then bring the patient back in and say how you're feeling. And so, again, we use the labs as a guide to our therapy. The labs aren't gospel. And I think that's the distinction between how we're traditionally trained as, you know, the patient comes in and they tell you they have all the symptoms of low testosterone and you look at their level. You don't even look at their levels. You say their levels are normal and you just ignore the patient. So, yeah, everyone's a little bit different. And, you know, I will tell you with hair loss, if you're a woman in your 50s, you're going to lose hair. I mean, that just happens. And the most common cause of hair loss with women is something called telogen effluvium, and it's mostly due to stress. And then, again, there's mineral deficiencies. There's nutrition. You have to look at the totality of the patient. You know, I can't tell how many patients come into my office and they say they don't feel good. No one's ever asked them how much Diet Mountain Dew they drink. And they tell you they drink 2 liters a day. You say, well, stop drinking a Diet Mountain Dew. And right. I guarantee you feel better.
Yeah. I actually got contacted by a guy in Sweden last month who's on HRT. And he said that he's losing his libido. And I discovered that he's taking a high dose of a very, very powerful aromatase inhibitor. And I told him just to, I said, cut the AI out. And sure enough, his libido came back. Again, it doesn't matter. The doctors, they want to get you on the target, but it's up to the patient to give feedback and say, I don't feel good. This isn't working. And then any doctor who says, well, that's okay. Keep doing it anyway. He's the wrong doctor. The doctor should say, okay, let's try something. Let's try this.
And generally, you know, Dr. Ruggier has been doing this a long time, and he's a pioneer. And if you would talk to Dr. Ruggier, he'll tell you antibiotics make him psychotic. No one believed it. He tells his story publicly, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind me sharing it. But he's had multiple surgeries for a knee injury. Anytime they've given him antibiotics, he literally goes psychotic. And he said, there's nothing in the literature that says an antibiotic will make you psychotic. It makes me psychotic. And so you do have to be open to a physician to understanding that maybe what we have taught or what we believe is incorrect. And I think that that is where the best physicians are, is that they're open to change, they're open to listening.
Yeah, they don't dig their heels in. So let's talk about your practice. For those who live in the California area, it sounds like you have a few offices, huh?
Now, I have a practice in Irvine, California, and patients that literally have flown into me from all over the world to see me. We have to, my practice, it's full service functional medicine. And so when patients come in to me, we get a panel of cardiovascular markers and we check all their hormone levels. I'll sit down with them for 2 hours. I'll take a detailed history. We'll go over all their labs. I'll do an exam to include DEXA scanning to look at bone density. We do body composition testing, obviously. And we will do carotid ultrasounds to look for atherosclerosis and plaque in all of our patients. And then what we do is we balance and correct their hormone deficiencies. We fix their gut health and we get them eating clean. I have an incredible nutritionist in my practice. Her name is Kathy Edgerton, who works with our patients for the entire year. It's included. It's mandatory. I don't give patients the option not to learn nutrition, because we realize that if you don't fix nutrition, you're not going to feel better. And when you couple correcting hormone deficiencies in nutrition, it's lights out. And so I see patients in my practice in Irvine. It's right next to John Wayne Airport. You can go to my website, which is drbreen.com, and you can learn more about it. If you call my office, my staff would be happy to discuss the program with you.
Listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time away from the vacation with the boys, and I hope you have a rest of a great camping trip. Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, no, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. I love sharing the message, and that's why I would take the time out to do it.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I got a message to share with you, and then at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Lauren McKenzie. Stay tuned.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Cre-Alkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. All right, before we have Lauren McKenzie join us, I have to ask a favor. It's a big favor. Those of you who know, we lost superhumanradio.com because of a legal battle that I am caught in the middle of right now with my divorce. And so we now have superhumanradio.net. And I need your help in helping me proliferate the new URL. And we will keep this URL. I will get superhumanradio.com back someday. It's written into the divorce decree that way. But I'm never going to use it again. And so what I need everybody to do is at every opportunity to share a link from superhumanradio.net about a show. Or let a friend know on Facebook that you love this show, it helps you. If it has helped you, maybe it hasn't helped you, then don't do anything. But if the show has helped you, if you feel that the show is valuable to you, please let people know about the show and let them know the domain is superhumanradio.net. Now, for those of you who are Patreon members, you're paying $5 a month for a commercial-free version. Every single show we produce is up on Patreon within an hour of us coming off the air, completely commercial free. And those who have the Patreon app and are Patreon members, you haven't seen any interruption, any screwiness. iTunes is all screwed up. We're trying to get them to take our new URL. It's very difficult. Working with Apple is really, I think it would be easier to negotiate peace with North Korea than to get Apple to do something like change the URL of our feed. I know that sounds crazy. You're probably thinking, Carl, I've been working on it since we lost superhumanradio.com and it still is not resolved. And they are the least helpful organization I've ever worked with. Maybe it's because they're so busy, right? They've got billions of things going on and I'm some little pisher radio show. So they really don't care about me. But those of you who have been members of Patreon, you haven't noticed anything because through all of this nonsense, through all of this switching our email addresses, switching our website, trying to get all the RSS feeds updated, trying to get everything that we do updated with the new domain. And there's a ton of stuff. I have two people working on this around the clock now. Arben Baguette, who's in Denmark, and of course, Michael Quantico, who is in the Philippines. I mean, everything, Alexa. I mean, it's unbelievable the stuff that we had to fix and that we still are fixing. But for those of you who are members of Patreon, you haven't noticed anything because an hour after the show airs, you're downloading and listening to a commercial-free version of Superhuman Radio. I think that's worth $5 a month. I mean, that's like a cup of coffee at Starbucks. And so I would hope that some of you who are listening, who have been thinking about joining Patreon, would do it. You get your own Patreon app. You listen to the show. You get it sooner than anybody else. And it's commercial free. And I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from people saying it's unbelievable listening to the commercial free version because I always have to fast forward through the commercial. I'm like, oh my God, don't tell me that. I don't want to know that you fast forward through the commercials. My advertisers are here to help the show. But then again, on Patreon, they're paying. It's listener supported radio. So they don't have to listen to the commercials. It's a wonderful thing. So those of you who are Patreon members, you haven't noticed anything. happening. But the rest of you have been suffering along with the rest of us trying to get it all resolved. So please, every opportunity you have, share something from superhumanradio.net. Help me get the word out about the new website, superhumanradio.net, so that we can overcome this blip. You know, I will be on the air 12 years this year in November. 12 friggin' years. A body of work that is really no other podcast out there has done the types of topics. I mean, there's plenty of podcasts. Like Jimmy Moore has actually been on the air as long as I have. But he just talks about low carb. You know? There's no other podcast out there that does what we do, that covers the topics we cover. Nothing. And we're going into our 12th year, and we will not, absolutely not, be disengaged from doing the good work that we do because of a website URL. Not at all. And with your help, I can make that happen. So please, please, please share superhumanradio.net links at every opportunity. And please, please, please consider becoming a Patreon member, because maybe a few years from now, we won't even have sponsors. We'll just have shows, you know, where we could just have spend more time with the guests. And that's really my goal someday. So check it out. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined all the way from the UK by someone who I think is really brave. And I'll explain why when we come back. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream.
dream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Oh, well, I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make
somebody. Welcome back. You know, I consider myself a pretty brave person. But the level of courage it takes to discuss the things that we're going to discuss next, they're not in my repertoire. How you doing, Lauren McKenzie?
Hi, I'm good, Carl. How are you?
So tell the audience where you live. What part of the UK?
Okay, I stay in Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh, okay. Okay, excellent. Excellent. Elisa wants to go to Scotland so badly. So maybe we'll visit you someday.
Well, it's actually, the weather's bad, but today's nice.
Well, isn't it always cold there? It's cold most of the year, right?
Yeah, I mean, today's 24 degrees Celsius, and this is like the hottest day of the year so far.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. We still want to go. It's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
So how old are you now, Lauren?
I am 30.
Okay. You don't look 30. You look a lot younger, actually.
I know.
Talk about your journey. So where does your journey start? We're going to talk about being vegan, but you've had some other challenges when it comes to diet that started before being vegan, right?
Yeah, I have had a eating disorder since pretty much my whole life. I remember it starting when I was like age 5, and it's like that was when the issues started, and then I was diagnosed with anorexia when I was age 10.
Yeah. So this has been a lifelong thing for you.
It has, yes.
Okay.
I've been an athlete my whole life as well, you know, so like the two things have sort of ran side by side.
So in reality, that probably has done you some real good, because I have to believe that, and I've said this on the show before, that no matter what challenges you're up against, if you are an athletic type, if you train, if you push your body, you'll actually fare better. So I would have to believe that you've done better with your issues because you've been an athlete.
Oh, yeah, definitely, absolutely, because, like, I've known so many people that have had eating disorders and, you know, they've given up or they've committed suicide. They've not been able to deal with it. And it's so sad, like people that I was in hospital with, but I'm one of the really driven people and I'm like, I will never give up. So although it's been a constant struggle, it's like, I'm never giving up.
Right. Right. That's good that you have that drive. So you've had this eating disorder, obviously diagnosed at 10. So for the past 20 years, this is something that you've worked on. Where did you get introduced and how did you get introduced to the vegan diet?
Well, I was actually only vegan for a year and a half, believe it or not. And I think, right, this is really what happened. I mean, anyone out there that's got an eating disorder or disordered eating will know that sometimes, you're grasped grasping at straws. You want to get better, and you look for everything and anything that's going to help you. And I just feel like I have tried everything in my life. You know, I've tried this diet, that diet, anything. I mean, a dietitian told me that paleo would cure my eating disorder. I tried that. That was the worst. That was maybe worse than vegan. I don't know. But so then I got into yoga a couple of years ago, and there's a lot of this, the vegan thing and yoga, especially here in the West. And, you know, I was kind of attracted to it. But at that point, I mean, like I say, I'm an athlete, and I was more a sort of bodybuilding style diet. I was really scared of carbs after coming out in my paleo phase, and I was all protein. And so I was like, there's no way I would go vegan. And then I was online searching one day, and I was wanting to heal my metabolism. And the thing that I came across was Freely the Banana Girl and her crazy boyfriend, Durian Rider. And they promote this high-carb, low-fat vegan diet. It's basically all fruit and all rice and the 30 bananas a day sort of thing. That's like their thing. And I was like, they had like all this stuff showing how it healed your metabolism, and I was so attracted to that. I was like, oh my god. So I looked into it, and I was like, you know, I could do this. And I started, and that was it. That was it, basically.
So it's interesting, because the reason that you and I decided to do this discussion is because of a post that I made on one of your threads about the article from Psychology Today magazine back in December of, I think it was 2015, where there was a study done on why do vegans suffer from greater mental health issues than omnivores. In fact, this is a fact, what I'm saying. And those of you who are listening to this show because you're vegans and you want to hear what we're talking about so that you can argue with us in your head, hold off for a second. So the medical community and the psychology community got together, and they recognized that vegans have a greater degree of mental health issues than people who are non-vegans, people who eat meat and dairy and stuff like that. And the study came up with three hypotheses. When they looked at the vast number of people who are vegan who clearly suffer from mental issues, they said, well, these are the three hypotheses. They said the diet negatively affects brain chemistry, which I believe, because it's very low in certain minerals. It's very high in other minerals like copper, which actually can cause an almost euphoric kind of spell on the brain. The other hypothesis was vegans tend to have pre-existing mental issues, and they're trying to solve their mental issues by choosing the vegan diet. And in fact, the study showed that they got worse when they went vegan. And then the last one was vegans are hypochondriacs. They tend to think that they're sick more often than non-vegans. And for the record, Socrates is the person who is attributed with coming up with the term hypochondriac. And it loosely translates to from the gut. It means below the rib cage is what it means. And hypochondriacs were well known to have problems with their digestive system. So they always felt like something was wrong, but they just couldn't put their finger on it. So in reality, saying that vegans are hypochondriacs is actually a very valid point. And so I said on that post, no matter how you look at it, the vegan diet is associated with bad mental health. And you came out and you said, yes. In fact, everyone that I knew that was on the vegan diet, whether they want to admit it or not, was struggling with mental health issues. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking a little bit about the fact that I was I had a YouTube channel, and I was really big in the vegan online community, last year and things. But honestly, just about everyone who, I met through that, I would say over 95% of them had existing or current or whatever mental illnesses of some sort. usually eating disorder, but not always. It was like things like psychosis or bipolar or depression, or honestly, and that is like, that is the God's honest truth. It's,
well, let me say something here now that this is, you know, needs to be said. So these people won't admit this to an omnivore, but they'll admit it to other vegans. Is that not, am I not accurate on that statement?
Well, I don't know if it's really about them not admitting it to omnivores. I think like they would admit it, but they would not admit that it was due to veganism. You know, like, I mean, people would say that they've got depression, but they would claim that maybe veganism was helping it, or helping their eating disorder. I'm eating so much more now that I'm vegan. But really, they had just traded the eating disorder for another one, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So not that people were not admitting. I mean, I don't know what they said to their omnivore friends. Like, I don't have a clue, but they were really open and honest about it in the comment section on my videos, and to me and everything, you know. So it's like, but it's like, oh, vegan will cure it. I don't know if it's that they were denying it, or they just didn't realize that vegans contributing to it.
Well, that's part of the problem with the vegan diet. So I want to acknowledge something else. So a moment ago you said that you did paleo and you really didn't like it. When you decided to abandon paleo, did the paleo community come out and attack you?
No.
No. In fact, they didn't even know that you decided not to become, to eat paleo anymore. But when you decided not to be vegan anymore, didn't the vegan community come out and attack you?
Oh, yes.
Think about this. So you decided paleo wasn't for you and you stopped. You didn't get any hate mail from Rob Wolf or Dr. Lauren Cordain. No one blocked you on Facebook because you said, I'm not going to eat paleo anymore. But as soon as you said, I'm not eating vegan, you were literally hated and expunged from the vegan community, right?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've got, like, some friends who I met through YouTube and through my, my vegan journey who have, like, who are really supportive of me and are still my friends. Like, you know, but there are a lot of people who, I mean, I got death threats, for God's sake, you know what I mean? And I got my accounts hacked, so much. It was crazy. And that's one reason why I don't want to go back to my YouTube channel as well, because, you know, it's not worth it. It's not worth the stress of all that crap.
I'll bet you there's a ton of hateful stuff about you on there. I wouldn't even want to read it, quite frankly.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, the videos I've privatized all of the vegan videos now, but if I was to, like, say, when I privatize them, you can't see the comments. But if I, like, say, unprivatize them, it allows you to read the comments. And some of the comments, like, you would not believe. What you actually would not believe.
So this is something I've been saying for years. The vegan diet is not a dietary template like any other dietary template. You could go keto and leave the keto community. Nobody hates you. You could be paleo and leave the paleo community. Heck, you could be like Kate Ann and eat nothing but potatoes and no one hates you. I mean, no, I'm being sincere, right? But once you go vegan and you leave, they hate you. And that is because it is not a diet, folks. It's not even a lifestyle. It's a cult. It's a cult like any other cult, like the Branch Davidians or the Jimmy Joneses in Guyana. If you want to leave, they hate you. They're going to destroy you. You cannot leave once you come in. That is not a dietary template, folks. That is fueled by emotion and dogma, and that is a cult. The vegan diet is a cult. And I want to take a break because something really scary is going on right now, okay?
Oh, yeah.
That cult, that religion that is vegan has reached the pinnacle of society today, where we now have people making movies that are promoting the vegan agenda And they're not being honest about the vegan diet. They're not. They're not being honest about the fact that vegan people get sick regularly and abandon the vegan diet because it is not sustainable. In fact, I will go as far as saying that the vegan diet is a starvation diet because you're starving your body of specific nutrients. It needs to survive. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to join Lauren McKenzie and discuss this further. Stay tuned. U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Lauren McKenzie. She's a recovering vegan. Hi. You know, Dr. Chris Masterjohn was on the show last week. And so at the end of the show, we had some time to fill, and I asked him about a variety of different dietary templates, and I asked him, what about vegan? And he said, amongst other things, a very, 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 very small percentage of the population is genetically predisposed to be able to survive. He didn't say thrive. Survive on a completely vegan diet. Their bodies are able to extract things that almost are just trace amounts of minerals and so on from the food that they eat. And the reality is that the large majority of us are not equipped to eat a vegan diet long term. Now, I say long term for a reason, because unlike most people, I don't have any dogma driving what I eat. I want to eat what makes me feel the best and healthy, and I want to go back and quantify feel the best later. So I say, hey, you can do a vegan diet for a week or two, because from an evolutionary perspective, we probably spent a week or two with nothing to eat but stuff that we were finding growing out of the ground until we caught an animal or found something else to eat. But we did not evolve for years and years eating nothing but vegetation, or we would die from nutrient deficiencies. So the idea that vegan diets are appropriate for humans is just not true. Now we have a bumper crop of movies. It started with Knives Over Forks, and today we have What's the Health and all these other movies. And all of these movies promote a vegan diet as being the answer to all of life's disease states. It is a lie, folks. It's a big lie, just like fat is bad for you in the 70s, and now we know that's not true. Just like back in the 15 and 1600s, that mercury was a good thing to take to rid yourself of boils. Look, we did not evolve eating just vegetables. We would not be here today. Australopithecus robustus was the last vegetarian creature aligned with the human species, and it's gone because it died, and Australopithecus gracile, which ate meat, is what we are a direct descendant of. Now, what do you think of all these movies, Lauren?
I think that they are just fear-mongering, pseudoscience pushing. They're basically trying to get people into veganism. Now, there's something that I want to touch on with this. Now, when I was vegan, I'm quite ashamed and embarrassed to admit this, but I was one of those militant vegans. Now, it's kind of like when you become vegan, you watch the documentaries or you watch some things or you listen to some people on YouTube, and it's like your indoctrination. And then all of a sudden, you are part of the cult and you start, spouting all of this stuff, all of these claims, as if the China study and all that stuff. Right. I never ever spouted that, but you know, it's like even if you just watch one thing, all of a sudden you're this, you can preach veganism, okay? And there was a lot of talk when I was part of the vegan community about, let's face it, most people out there are, in the world, are most concerned about their health and their physique and losing fat rather than the health of, the lives of the animals. So it was thought that it was, kind of touted that, you tell people, you draw them in with the health claims and, oh, veganism will help you lose weight, it'll save you from cancer, it will save you from this. And once you've got them, then you keep them there with the ethical claims.
Right.
So it's like you get them, right, and then it's like, oh, well, you can't leave because you're such a bad person because now you know all of the stuff that goes on in the slaughterhouses. How could you ever go back to supporting that industry again? And that is what happened with me. I was so scared to leave it because, I actually believed all of these things that they showed me in the documentaries. And, those documentaries, they show the worst of the worst, right? It's not like that
right.
In all of the farms, So that's what the health documentary, that's about, mostly about health. It is pseudoscience, cherry-picked data. And then people will be thinking, oh, my God, and then they So they go vegan because of this health issue, and then they might watch something like Earthlings, and, you know, then it's like, oh my God, this is so terrible, I cannot, like, support these industries anymore, so...
Well, I say don't support those industries, but find a small family farm who raises animals and treats them well and processes them humanely. I have no problem with that. Don't support the CAFO. I don't like the CAFOs either. I think that they produce horrible quality meat in the first place. But the interesting thing about the whole...
Absolutely, Carl.
Good.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go.
Sorry to cut in, but... That's what you say. You can say, oh, but you can choose ethical meat, and then the vegan argument to that is there is no humane way to slaughter an animal. There is no ethical way, and that is the argument that the vegans will give, right? And it's so ingrained, and even if you're like, yeah, but this... It has a nice life, it's raised well by, you know, it's grass-fed, it's this, that, the next thing. No way, because there is no way you can, in their eyes, that you can humanely slaughter an animal. And that's what, I tried to do, and then they said all that to me, and then I was like, oh my God, they're right.
You feel
and
guilty. So what they try to do is they motivate people to eat a certain way out of guilt. But in fact, vegans don't care about people. They only care about animals.
No, they
care about animals. They don't care about people. They don't care that their message, and I know that there's vegans listening to this show right now going, well, I've never felt better being vegan. Give it some time. Here's the interesting thing about being a vegan. So if you're eating the standard American diet or even the standard diet anywhere in the United States, I don't think we own it anymore because I think everybody eats crap food around the world today. Mm. But if you're eating the standard diet, and you switch to anything, you switch to paleo, keto, vegan, hell, you just start eating tomatoes only. Of course you're going to feel better. It's not about what you're eating. It's about what you stopped eating. And so within the first couple of weeks, people go, oh my God, I feel so good. I feel, yeah, of course you feel good because you just removed the burden of the crap food you were eating. And you could replace it with cardboard virtually at that point in time and you'd feel better. But...
And that's what happens, like a lot of these studies that vegans will cite and reference and everything, saying, oh, look, it cured this, it relieved these symptoms, it done that. A lot of these studies are done, like, with the vegan diet against the standard American diet. You know, it's, and all of the things, like, about the meat, like, saying how bad meat is, they're not talking about good quality meat. They are talking about this ridiculously processed thing that once resembled something like meat.
Hot dog.
Now plastic.
Hot dog.
Salt. Yeah.
That's not meat.
Yeah.
That's not meat. And I'll tell you the other thing that's funny about this. And then they use the whole, as you pointed out, the guilt to keep people invested, even though people stop feeling good. So they felt good for a while. The first couple of weeks, the first 3 weeks, the first 4 weeks, they're like, this is great. They're riding high. Then all of a sudden, they just don't feel that great anymore, but they got to stick with it because now they've bought into this whole cult-like lifestyle. It's no longer about the food you're eating and how you feel and health because numerous good studies. I love when vegans quote studies, but then when you show them more recent studies that show that vegans get cancer, heart disease, and diabetes at the same rate as omnivores. They discount that science because they're looking for science that confirms their bias. So they selectively choose science that points in their direction, but selectively ignore science that points away. And so once they get somebody bought into this whole idea, they start selling them on the guilt part. Oh, you're going to hurt animals and this and that. Listen. You go tell a lion not to eat a gazelle. You know what? They don't, this is a human construct. This whole thing, morality, is constructed by humans. It doesn't really exist. Just like time doesn't really exist. There's no such thing as a second. We created it. There's no such thing as a minute. We created it. You think a lion knows what 24 hours is? You think a monkey knows that in 15 minutes he's got to go pee again? No, there's no such, these are all human constructs, as is morality. So they use the moral argument to keep people invested. Oh, you're a horrible person if you start eating meat. You're hurting animals. Meanwhile, you know what vegans forget? Do you really think that animals are not hurt and killed in the farming of vegetables? You've got to be a damn idiot not to realize that rabbits are displaced and snakes are killed and chipmunks are run over by thrashers and tractors. So even though you're eating your quote-unquote guilt-free vegetables, animals gave their lives up for that.
Mm. Well, but the argument to that is, well, that's indirect. You know, we're not, like, doing it on purpose. It just happens. And I'm like,
no, you are doing it on purpose. If you clear a field of 50 acres and you kill 10,000 animals, you did that on purpose. See, this is my point about vegans. They select what's important to them. They select what's important to them. That's why the whole argument about not hurting animals is complete bull crap. And vegans know it. They know it. That's why when you start getting into this, they don't want, that's when they start calling names. Then they start calling you, oh, you're a carnist. What the hell does that mean, a carnist?
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a really good example of that. Obviously, like, in omnivore products, there's a lot of milk and butter and things used. So when, in a lot of vegan products, there is a lot of palm oil used. So I was talking about palm oil, and I was like, well, if we're vegan, should we not cut out palm oil, because like the amount of rainforest destruction, the amount of orangutans that are killed for the production of palm oil. And then some really militant vegans said to me, well, it's like, that doesn't matter. The palm oil doesn't come from an animal, so it doesn't matter. And I was like, but, and they were like, no, I will continue to eat this palm oil. But then when I came out as being like non-vegan, I was like ridiculed. I was like, so, I was going to say slaughtered. So, came out at me, and I was like, but it's just so hypocritical, you know, that they can pick and choose, you know, so it's crazy. Like, there's nothing really that we can do in this world that's not going to harm
something. And the other thing is that vegans feel superior. They love to use that the notion that they are somehow more enlightened than other people because they recognize the importance of destroying their own lives but not harming an animal. That attitude of superiority is actually part of their mental illness, in my humble opinion. It's a sense of grandiosity. It's like people who are manic. They, I'm bigger than you. I'm smarter than you. I'm more evolved than you. No, you're not. You're just crazy.
Yeah. And I'll admit, like, as I say, I'm ashamed to admit it, but I had that, like, kind of that holier than thou attitude as well when I was a vegan, because, you know, it's kind of instilled into you with the environment, the communities that you're hanging around with, like the people, all the stuff that you're absorbing, and they've got that attitude. So it kind of reflects onto you. And I had this kind of attitude of superiority and be like, how on earth could anyone in 2017 still like think that eating meat is okay? Right. And I started to, like, a lot of vegans, like, were saying things like, you know, stop hanging about with your other friends that are not vegan, because that's not the kind of people that you want to surround yourself with. The same with your family. I mean, I hardly knew any vegans in real life. So I was like, kind of, well, I'll have no one, you know, apart from my online contacts here. And that's what it was like. And I actually started to actually even see my family as being these demonic carnists or whatever. And I'm like, that totally wasn't me, but it's just because it's a kind of cult brainwashing thing.
Uh-huh. And that's exactly what it is. It's brainwashing. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to get back on task here. I want to talk about how your symptoms and how you felt worsened, and then what happened when you started not being vegan as far as how you felt with your diet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com.
Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Lauren McKenzie about her transition in and out of the vegan diet. So did you start to feel worse when you were eating vegan long term, Lauren?
Yes, I did.
Like when I say when you say worse, what kind of symptoms worsened for you?
Right. Well, initially I started to feel better. Like when I first started it. Well, when I say I felt better, I think it's because I was eating more carbs because I had come from a kind of carb feeding place. And if I can credit the vegan diet to one thing, it did kind of alleviate my fear of eating carbs. So I did start to feel better initially, but you know, I lost everything. I lost strength. I was more tired. But I was getting blood tests and my blood tests were not showing anything bad. So I was like, oh, I must be fine then. And obviously just thinking that it was anything that I was feeling bad, I was attributing it to something else, like overtraining or overworking or, you know, and then I guess, like, because you don't, like, things don't happen immediately, like, and then maybe after a year or something, like, my hair was getting thinner. I was, I was just getting tireder and tireder, weaker and weaker, and my blood tests were showing that I was very low in things like iron, vitamin D, and I mean, I know vitamin D is mostly from the sun anyway, but I mean, just all B vitamins, everything. It was just, and I was obviously, I mean, I'm now recovering from an eating disorder and that's all like good, but the fact is that I was really struggling to gain weight and I was losing weight because it's so hard to actually get the nutrition that you need for, well, not just for anyone, but you need more nutrition and eating disorder recovery. So it was like almost impossible to get that from the vegan diet. So yeah, things were bad. But then when, oh, sorry, do you want to say anything after that, just before I carry on?
Yeah, no, please. No, keep carrying on. Because I was going to ask you what happened when you finally had some meat or changed, got out of the vegan diet. Did you notice anything quickly?
Yeah, well, that's what this is just what I was going to say.
Okay.
So when I decided, it was actually, you know, I started getting like some treatment for eating disorder because I had like relapsed, and I do attribute a lot of that to the veganism. So I was getting treatment, and they were not allowing me to be vegan. So I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. So I had to come out on my channel and say that I can't be vegan anymore. And all this stuff. And then, but the worst thing was that my digestion, because I hadn't eaten meat or dairy or anything for so long, I could not digest. I lost all the digestive enzymes for doing this.
And the microbes, and the gut microbes change too. They change within a couple of days.
Exactly. So I could not. I would eat like say one. Like square of chicken, like one fork full of chicken, and it was sitting like a brick in my stomach. I could not digest anything, and it was so bad. And I kept making all these videos about how my gut was so bad, and all of these like commenters, all these like online self-proclaimed doctors and nutrition experts who were vegan are saying things like, oh, you just need to become fruitarian, you just need to do this, you just need to do that. And I was like, I'm trying to digest milk. Oh my God, milk is so terrible for you. It will bugger up your gut. Meat is so bad for you. It'll do this, it'll do that. So then I was so scared. I was like, oh, obviously the reason that I can't digest things is because we as humans are not meant to digest this stuff. So it got to the stage that all I could eat was fruit. I was scared to eat anything else but fruit because obviously fruit is so easily digestible.
Right.
So for breakfast, I was having like a smoothie, and then lunch, I was having a smoothie. And then dinner, I was maybe allowing myself some beans and rice, like really easily digestible things. And that was it. I mean, I was getting like 20 grams of protein a day, man.
Yeah, and never mind that, but you're nutrient deficiencies. You're not getting any B vitamins, no B12 at all.
Got on none at all. I didn't know what to do. I was so stuck because I could not digest this stuff, and it was awful. So eventually, I mean, what I had to do is I just had to be like, right. I mean,
how long did it take for you to be able to start digesting animal protein again?
Well, here's the thing. I just kept putting it off because I would eat one thing and it was so bad. So I would go straight back to vegan again. It was really only 2 months ago, right, that I was like, I stopped being vegan. Because even although I'd said that I was going to stop being vegan, I tried and I couldn't do it because the gas, the bloating, the pain in my stomach was so bad. And 2 months ago, I was just like, I need to do this. So I got some digestive enzymes and I just started eating, like, I just threw in the towel. I was just like, I've just got to eat it all, eat all the meat, eat everything. And it was so bad. But see, within 2 weeks, it was fine.
Now, since you've been eating meat again, and you're still eating lots of vegetables, I'm sure, but since you've been eating meat again, do you feel better?
Oh, yes. a lot. I was, my skin, that's the main thing that I've noticed is my skin. My skin was all pimply and dry, so dry and dull, and now it's smooth and bright and so much better. My hair is still a problem, but your hair's behind everything else. It's like 3 to 6 months behind everything else. But my skin, my energy levels, in the gym, I've built up strength and muscle. I had lost everything, and it's all coming back now. So everything is improving. And like I say, I eat really good quality meat and fish and eggs and dairy, and I do still eat loads of vegetables and loads of carbs as well.
So someone tagged me in a post yesterday of a vegan MMA fighter. And so I did a little research on the guy. He just went vegan recently. So what the interesting thing about athletes who are vegans is they built their athleticism being omnivores, but then they switched to being vegan a year or two into it. And there's people going, oh, look, he's a vegan. No, he wasn't vegan when he built that muscle. He wasn't vegan when he built those talents and those skills. He was an omnivore. Now he's become vegan. Maybe he became vegan because he has some problems and he's going to try it for a while. He's not going to stay vegan for very long once he starts losing his muscle and his strength, I can guarantee you. And everybody that I see that's vegan, I'm sorry to say it, 99% of the people that I see that are vegan, except for a few, Mike Mahler's vegan, but he works hard to make sure he gets a lot of protein, hemp protein, pea protein. He supplements with vitamin B. He works hard to be vegan. Most people don't work hard to be vegan. They just feel like as long as I'm not eating animal, I'm doing right. So they're eating Hot Pockets or, pizza, whatever. I don't know. They're eating stuff that is crap, but they're not eating animal protein. So they're fine with that. But when you look at people who are vegan, they always look old and withered and weak. Mm-hmm. And they never look robust and healthy and strong. Never, never, never. Except if they just became vegan, and that's because it hasn't caught up to them yet. That's the God's honest truth.
It's really funny that you're saying all that, because I was just talking at the gym this morning to this guy. He's one of the coaches there at the gym as well, and he's a bodybuilder. He's won loads of competitions, and we were talking about veganism. And he said to me, it's funny, I know there's vegan bodybuilders, but when you look at them, there's just something about them. They're just lacking something.
Yeah.
And he also said, and the ones that do look good, they only went vegan after they built up all their size. And I was like, exactly. But then they're promoting veganism to everyone. Oh, look, you can build all this muscle on veganism. But it's kind of like, well, you didn't. So, there's that thing as well. And like you said at the start of the show, there's some people that can do all right on it, but not everyone can. And then vegans go mad when you say that to them, absolutely mad. It's like, everyone can be vegan. It's just that you don't want to, that you like the taste of meat so much. And it's like,
But why is that a sin? I love meat. I just ate a pound of liverwurst before the show today. I love meat. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not a sin. It's not horrible. Do you feel the lion is evil because he loves meat? I mean, this is nonsense. This whole vegan agenda is nonsense. And you know what the funny thing is? 50 years from now, the population is going to look back and go, boy, that was a bad idea trying to get everybody to become vegan, because now everybody's even sicker. They're obese and they've got low red blood count. They have no iron. Now they've got all these other diseases, neurological disorders from no vitamin B12 for years. It's a dumb idea, and it's only going to be followed by people who are easily impressionable by the bullying tactics. And that's what it is. People bully other people to be vegans. Because if you don't believe that, look what happens when they stop. When they stop being vegans, they're attacked. They're attacked. I want to take our last commercial. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that's one of the reasons that I really want to come on here and talk about it, because it's scary, because a lot of people are too scared to jump off the wagon if they are seeing health, bad health implications. And I think if there's any say parents or anything listening to this show as well, and their kids come to them or they're teenagers and they're like, yeah, I want to go vegan, it's to highlight just how dangerous it can be, and to like maybe put the foot down and be like, well, no, because it's unfortunate that millennials are actually like the, it's a growing trend to go vegan, you know, and that's just going to keep continuing. And it is going to like cause a lot of health problems. Osteoporosis, one of them.
I mean,
that's devastating. And, I mean, I'm like, it's bad enough with eating disorders, but you know, like with, veganism can do it as well.
All right. I want to take a last commercial break. When we come back, I got to talk about PETA because people who are vegan love to quote PETA. So stay tuned. I'm going to shock you.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. And are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping. In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's GetCarbolin
LYN.com/CARBGUIDE.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
We literally only have a couple minutes. I just want to plug a website real quick. For those of you who like to cite PETA whenever talking about the vegan diet, go to the website PETAKillsAnimals.com. This is not BS, folks. PETA has killed over 36,000 animals since 1998 in their animal refuge facilities. Because they have, anytime you have an animal rescue business, you have to report the number of animals that are euthanized every year to the state where the animal rescue business resides. PETA has killed close to 97% of all the quote-unquote animals they've rescued. So those of you who think PETA is like the answer to kindness to animals, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. They've been exposed. The website is PETAKillsAnimals.com. It's all true. They show the actual reports that are reported to the different agencies at government level about the animals that PETA is killing. PETA's response is, well, it was the humane thing to do. What? Why'd you rescue them? Leave them where they are. They'll die on their own. So PETA's nonsense. How can people reach you? Now, I'm afraid to say this because I know that there's going to be a lot of people who are going to want to really hurt your feelings and hurt you. Okay? So do you want to tell people about your new Facebook page or anything like that? It's a hard decision. Isn't that sad? Isn't that, what does that say about vegans? You're a bunch of idiot bullies and a bunch of weaklings at that. Oh my God, that the poor girl has to be afraid to plug her site because of the reprisals from the vegan community. Meanwhile, nobody came out after her when she said, hey, paleo sucks. I'm not doing that. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
It's sad.
I know. Yeah, I don't really know what to do, to be honest. I don't know.
Okay. Well, my mother used to say, when you don't know what to do, then do nothing. So let's not plug anything right now. It'll get out there as time goes amongst people who are fair-minded and sincere and kind-hearted. And I said it before, vegans care more about animals than they do about other people. There's something wrong with that. But I want to tell you right now that I think you have great courage, not just because you've come forth and talked about this honestly, which I know that it's going to open you up to a lot of ridicule from idiots out there, but also the challenges you've had from a very, very young age, and you're doing so well, and you look good, and I mean, more power to you, Lauren, really.
Thank you. Thank you. I guess what you could do is, if there's anyone who cares, I can just tell you what my new... I better not. But what I do is, like, if there is anyone that wants to get in touch with me, you could get in touch with me, like, via call. Do you know what I mean?
On air. Send me an email. Send onair@superhumanradio.com, and I'll pass them along to Lauren. And then if she wants to reach back out to you, she will. And if you send me any hate mail for Lauren, I will reply. I will respond. I will respond. So just make sure you're big and tough when you start sending stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you very much for putting yourself on the line today and coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been good fun. And I hope that what I've said has been helpful to people.
I think people need to rethink the vegan diet and be honest about whether or not they feel good on it. And don't stick with it just because you're afraid to come out against it, because you're going to be ridiculed and hated and called names from a bunch of bullies. That's it. Also, I want to thank Dr. Sean Breen. His website is drdoctorbreen.com. If you're in the California area, reach out to him. And today is only Monday. We're just getting started. We got lots of great shows for the rest of the week, so I hope you can tune in live. And if you can't, there's always the podcast. And if you don't like the commercials, go to patreon.com and become a patron. We'll see you right tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.